This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
We get that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it through the magic of podcasting.
I mean, you don't
have
to Google it. I'm just saying, just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm going to shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast.
Are you recording already? Yeah, I noticed last episode, I was like, oh shit, I started talking before he was recording.
But yeah, I'm recording.
Cool, I'm glad you're recording because I'm going to start this episode off not talking about our podcast or WandaVision at all, but I just wanted you to know you're talking to, once again, a guy who's kind of a pretty big deal around here, because my son and I, you know, we started our little podcast, right? We're talking about movies from my childhood, from the 80s and stuff. So we just so happened to do an episode about Neverending Story, and tonight we just so happened to get a like on that Twitter post by the actress that played the what do they call her?
Damn, man, if you're gonna be
childless, the child, what the fuck was her name? The child princess or the fucking?
I don't know, but you may have to start this whole intro over again. Fucking butchered this part talking about your.
I don't give a shit.
Talking about your little highlight.
I don't give a shit. What the heck is the child?
I just love how just
childlike. Sorry, that was like, what the fuck is her? I had it all lined up too.
The momentum was so good, and then it just straight wagged it off the fucking cliff, like.
Like you could just see that. You had the perfect thing, and that tire popped on the wrong side, and the car started veering towards the cliff, and there was no way you were stopping it.
Oh, man.
The childlike empress, the actress who played her, liked our Twitter post about it, about the podcast, and Dean was just all about it. He was like, what, really? I was like, yeah, dude. I mean, it's old hat to your dad and Uncle Corey, but, you know, we've had Twitter fights with, Sarah Paulson before, so.
I mean, was it really even a Twitter fight?
I mean, you made fun of her, and she felt bad, and that wasn't very nice, and we tried to tell her we loved her.
It was weird. I didn't make fun of her. Like, it's your terrible phrasing of shit that puts me puts me in an awkward position with the celebrity all of a sudden. That's what that is.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you hate her face, or like, however you fucking phrased it. And I'm like, there's about a bazillion different ways you could have said that. Yes, I do not like her cry face because women crying in general is a bothersome thing for me because I don't know always what to like do. Not that it's like, oh, let's go save them or whatever. It's just like, fuck, you're crying. Like, I'm kind of that way with anybody. Like, oh, shit, you're crying. Like, why are you crying? Do you want a hug? Like, a high five? Should I get somebody? Like, I don't know where this goes. But
it's not right for me just to walk out of this room and ignore it like it never happened. But I want to do that right now.
And, like, when she does that in the show, one, I think it's a little over the top. But it's also like, I mean, if I walked into that room.
That's how we get in trouble.
Yeah. Like, if I walked into that room, I would be like frozen. I'm like, who fucking just died? Like, what do you want me to do?
Anyways, I just wanted to put that out there. And the worst part was, is like, we had three episodes in the can before I even launched the podcast. And so that we had like the initial launch of the three, which was just one tweet about all the episodes we did. And then like, I never went back and like did another one. I just did a new tweet for like the Princess Bride, which was like the fourth episode. And so she liked the one that had like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, E.T. and Neverending Story on it. And I was like, well, shit, now I should make a post just about Neverending Story, tag her in it, and everybody else who's in the cast be like, hey, everybody, remember us? I remember you. You know, so yeah. So that was like at 7:15 this evening, and I was like, shit.
I'm the speck of stardust you just walked through, but I remember everything about you.
So
that's
yeah.
cool though. That's cool.
That was cool, and it was cool because like I like clicked on the like, and I was like, because there's not a lot of traction on the new podcast yet, and I saw the like, and I clicked, and I was like, that's a weird name for a Twitter account, because her Twitter account is like Never Ending Tammy or something, because her first name's Tammy, and I was like, who's this? Click. Oh, I was like, oh God, it's got a blue check. It's a blue check.
Somebody's verified.
Who did we get? Oh, we got when we were doing Vagrant Queen, we got Tim Rosen and we got a bunch of the actors that played on that show.
Because they knew they had a great fucking show. I know, and they're right. Like, yeah, man, this is awesome.
Somebody's talking about it.
This is a great satirical space show. And then, like all good things in life, in my life, they just fucking yank it out from away from me and take it. It's like, they just want to, I finally just realized probably that I'm just too goddamn good for this world, and anything that gets on the level it fucking needs to be, they're like, whoa, 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 you're stuck in mediocrity. Like, I don't know where you think you fucking are. And I'm like, no, goddamn it.
Hold on, that one guy is really enjoying this. Again, cut it out. We're out. Yeah. Nothing.
I'm telling you, dude, I don't know where I went wrong. I mean, there's a lot of fucking dots.
This podcast doesn't have that kind of time.
Dots on the data plot here for to choose from. But one of them was directed at the TV gods. It was like, ba-doo, ba-doo, and they got fucking wind of it. And ever since then, they're like, fuck you.
just when you thought you were safe.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's pretty much why I just watch the shows you're like, we're going to watch, because I'm like, well, at least they stand a chance, because I know if I fucking pick it, it's a one and done.
Right, which I'm pretty sure that's the one you picked for us.
Yes, I'm
pretty
saying,
sure you
dude,
pointed it out.
I think any other ones that I was excited for was already a show that already had, like, 8 seasons of it in there. It was just like, look, everybody gets to enjoy this controller falling and then this super wonderful TV show. Like, you know. Right.
I couldn't tell what that was. It sounded like your dog was freaking out, and like when their paws like do the Scooby-Doo. Like,
nope.
Like, I can't get any traction.
I have like my shoes like right over here. So it was the controller and then like the braided cable slowly going down over the edge and then going doop, 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 doop over a couple of shoes.
Okay. So enough me forgetting people's names and you talking about canceling TV shows.
And then the great what if that is my life. Onward to WandaVision.
Right. So previously on is the title. So I don't know about you, but most of the time when TV shows are really ramping up and they throw into a threat in the flashback, I'm always like, damn it. But, and this one kind of had a little bit of that, because I was like, okay, we, you know, it told us a lot of stuff we've been kind of wondering, but I was just, man, I was ready for like, it'd be the first half of a big ass fight and let them just explain what happened in exposition, you know, as opposed to having to see all of it for an entire episode. But there was some really good information and some stuff that we hadn't even thought about and no one had talked about.
Like what?
In the get-go. Well, the big thing that like everyone had gotten wrong was that she had taken the body. And we were told from the beginning that from the guy we should know not to fucking trust, that she had taken Vision's body and gone to Westview. Well, guess what? She didn't take Vision's body. It's still there. She just shat Vision in the living room from her own essence and created him, which is why he also can't survive outside of her bubble. But like, so now, and of course, the teaser at the end, you did watch through the credits, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So the teaser at the end, you have White Vision, who is, you know, going to be the same as Vision. You know, my thing is like, how is this going to end up next week? Are we going to get, you know, are we going to see, the best thing to call him, Scarlet Vision, the colorized Vision? You know, it's going to be him versus him. Also, by the way, side note, if the actor's like little thing I kept referencing for the past few episodes where he's like, yeah, it's somebody I really, really wanted to work with. If that was just him trolling all of us because who he's getting to work with is himself, which is pretty, I'm like, man, I can see that completely being the troll where he's been like in all these interviews being like, yeah, there's this big cameo at the end and it's an actor I really wanted to work with my entire life. Like it's been, and if it's like just him on the other side of the camera, that's pretty baller, but also that's fucked up.
That's fucking hilarious if that's the case.
It is. I need him to say it to a camera. They'll be like, gotcha. Like, that's exactly what I meant.
Yeah, like at the end of the episode, he needs to look at the camera and just right. smile or something. Like, where you know, like, if you heard these quotes, you were like, oh, you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. Yeah, right.
So you're saying you think the actual video we saw of Wanda breaking in there is just them like going all CGI and making a video?
What, of her breaking in?
Mm-hmm.
No, we know she broke in. I'm just saying she didn't leave S.W.O.R.D. with the body to then take his body to Westview to reincarnate him. She just saw the body and then drove away. The body, the parts of Vision stayed there, but the whole time since... Monica's been back. Hayward said from the get-go, Monica stole Vision's body. And so we've been on that path, like, okay, so she took the body, no big deal, but he's kept it, so now we definitely want to know, you know, why he's tracking the Vision inside the bubble, because he's been trying to reactivate his rebuilt version. And he needs a little bit of that red wiggly-woo juice to get it going.
I got all that. I just was under the impression that her break-in video was more of a break-in video and not what we actually just saw.
Well,
I'm trying to specifically remember the scenes. Like, I know she broke the glass in there, but like, I thought when we first saw like her breaking into the place, whether she took the body or not, was all full on like everybody get the fuck out of the way kind of like break in. And then if what we're saying, and I could just be remembering it wrong because I just was under the assumption that like it's a break in, right? So everything's amped up in my brain,
right?
And what we saw from this you know recount was it, what it was. Yeah, she broke the door, but that's because she's just like, fuck you, I'm not waiting on you to hit a button.
Right. Yeah, I think we may have just seen, and I don't think Monica even saw
her the video. So I was just kind of thinking like she may have spontaneously made Vision again, but I still don't know if she didn't really take Vision's parts. And the parts, the white one we saw is just a rebuilt because it's not like they don't have the shit, right? Like, yeah, Vision's got a whole bunch of like space stuff, but he was ripped apart for quite some time, right? So like I'm just saying, I don't really know, did she not take all of him, did she take pieces of him? I know he was spontaneously popped up, but do we really know that, like, yeah, all of Vision was just left there and she genuinely left? Or when she flipped out and spontaneously popped all this stuff into the world, like, did, I guess my question is, did she not make herself pop up in other places to do other things at the same time? Because why the fuck not at this point?
Right. What's left that can't be done, that she can't do right now?
Yeah.
I think if I remember correctly, I think what Monica saw, you may be right, the door being blown open and definitely the glass shattering and her leaving, her flying down to, you know, in that area. I don't think we saw much more than that. That being said, you make some interesting points because they've been blipped for five. There was 5 years that they were around messing with Vision, and just as she showed up like a few weeks ago, they just now started pulling him apart. I mean, I feel like that what she saw may not even have been him, because A, he went gray when he got killed, and he was all colorful when she went to play with him. Like when he was all spread apart. And I almost feel like what she saw was something he set up for her to see. Almost he knew it was going to set her off.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. And then one to get his kind of footage or whatever he wants to doctor, right? He just gets the actor to say the lines or do the part because, and then you get the whole I can't feel you part in there, right? So, okay. But then, to me, if I'm a government agency going to make a bazillion-dollar killing machine, and I've had one all just chilled over there on the side and I've been trying to figure out how to turn it on, I most certainly figured out how to replicate it because we're already at the point of how do we give it power? Like, so there's, to me, that blown up thing we saw was just like version 9001. We tried to hook it up to a toaster oven. It blew the fuck up, you know?
Right.
And that this the white one they got is just waiting to get that goo from the, or, you know, whatever the radioactivity shit is now. Right.
Right. Yeah. I'm not really sure it matters if she took the original Vision body or not. I don't personally think she did, but I'm willing to bet that what we saw explode on the table was not him either, and that they already had the parts they needed or whatever White Vision. What was on the table is not what became White Vision. That was already made because they've been doing this since the blip, since everything happened. Mm-hmm. They've been building this stuff. So it's not like in the last week and a half they've been watching TV at this site that they've finished the construction finally. It's like, well, he wouldn't have gone from what he was in that table 2 weeks ago to what he is right now. Like, he just wouldn't have. So that's one of the big things. It was a kind of a left turn from the plot. We got to see Agatha Harkness's origin story, which was I like the cool little twist because in the comics, of course, she was being judged by the standard Salem witch trial, the what do you call them, Puritans. But this one, she's being judged by her coven, which is, so I like the little twist on that. Let me tell you what, dude, like, the worst part was, is like, as she was standing there, I loved how she was flipping between, like, I feel like she was actually caring for her sisters, like, I don't know how to control, like, I can't control this. Like, if you do what you're about to do, I'm pretty sure I'm going to fuck you up. And I feel bad truly about this. And Mom, don't do it either, because I'm probably going to fuck you up too. And then she sucked it out of all of them.
Yeah, I mean, I would buy that a little bit more if she didn't, like, flip in and out right from, like, the get-go and only kind of see to flip back into it when it was, like, an advantage for her maybe at that right. point. At the end of the day, I really don't think she gave two fucks about anybody around that circle. I think she knew it was going to happen, and that's what she needed to happen to get to where she wanted to be.
She definitely was trying to become the Scarlet Witch. She was chasing, she's been chasing that, which she kind of shows us later on with all of her questions to Wanda about how are you able to do this? You've got magic on remote control. Like, you don't even have to think about it and it happens.
Oh, yeah. You could definitely tell she was, I mean, by the end of the episode, yeah, you know that she's on some power trip trying to get whatever it is she wants, right? Which happens to be a Scarlet Witch or become a Scarlet Witch. How we don't know exactly what she's plotting after this, right? I think at the beginning, I don't know if some of the magic she was doing was really to, quote unquote, be a Scarlet Witch. I think that was all just a power gain. So you may have a little bit of that, like you were saying, I care for him. If they agree with me, like if they didn't have a problem with what I was doing, everybody would be cool because then we would all just be a bunch of powerful witches. But since for some odd reason, y'all laid down these rules and now you're about to reverse witch burn me at a stake, I'm just going to suck all your power out and you're not going to be a problem no more.
Right. Right. Yeah. Please don't. She's like, I didn't break your rules. They just bent to my will.
Yeah. And I think you were right when she said, like, I can't control this. That was, I don't know if that was so much of a, like, I care for you or like a,
this is your last.
I'm going to give you a warning. I hope some of you catch this.
Right. When this happens, I can't stop it. And if it's sucking your life force, you won't be able to cut it off.
Yeah. There's so no going back from this. Right.
Right. Yes. Right, which, so that was a pretty cool scene. you know, her mom, like, and you could tell, I liked the, when her mom, like, turned it up to 11 and, like, you saw the crown come out on her head with her powers as she was doing it. And then Agatha was like, well, I'm gonna take that too. because she sucked her mom dry quick. Like,
yeah, and I think it's, you know, that whole conversation she had with her mom, that was another reason I didn't think any of that was her pleading to be good. Because, you know, and she's like, I can be good. And her mom's like, no, you can't. I know you can't. Like, essentially, it was like the Macaulay Culkin good son moment. It's like, fuck, I made a serial killer. Shit. You know, like, what do
gonna
you
have to let you go?
Yeah, like, what do you do to that? Like, especially in the way they put it in the movies, right? Like, you're dangling two off a cliff, or you're, do I burn my own kid at the stake here, right? It's like, fuck, man. Right.
You do exactly what happened in that movie every time and twice on Sundays.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%, dude. You drop that little
Macaulay Culkin
to the cliff
every time.
Like, you spit on your hand to make him fucking get off faster. Like, whatever you need to do at that point. Yeah. No.
Right.
That little fucker was goddamn like a baby Damien and Lucifer, and then the weird fucking thing they tried to birth out of goddamn Constantine, you know, whatever crazy satanic child name they gave that thing to. Like, Macaulay Culkin was it in that movie. I remember watching that movie and kind of like, yo, it's the Home Alone kid. And I was like, and it's that other kind of kid. He's like fucking Elijah Wood, right? Like,
the other guy.
But like, you knew his face, right? And by the time I got done with that movie, as like, I don't know,
preteenish,
yeah, somewhere in there, I was like, I'm not right, dude. Like, that shit fucked me up. Damn, dude.
Right? That's one of those ones Dean and I will cover when he's older in our podcast.
Yeah, that's like one of those movies. Yeah, you catch like your first art house flick and you're like, I'm strangely changed by this movie.
I'll never be the same again.
I don't ever want to watch it again, but I'm strangely changed by this. I will never not be right.
This is a moment I will always remember the rest of my life. Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
Let's see. So what else? Okay, so the other cool thing that I liked is that no one... We had all been talking for 7 episodes that Wanda was coaxed into creating this town. That she was, you know, hey, if you do this, I'll do that. Hey, you can get Vision back. And while Hayward showing her Vision's body all splayed out may have been a plan to try to break her or to try to get her to help them bring him back or whatever. You know, no one that we've seen so far has, you know, sat down and said, go be sad in the house that Vision bought for you and then blow this town to hell. You know, no one's done that. But you gave me a face, so what's your idea?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still under the impression now at this point that Hayward was banking something goofy was going to happen with her. Yeah, I'm with you that no one knew that she was going to fucking magically make a whole fucking bubble town, like, exist and do all this other crazy magic shit and then, like, you know,
kidnap an entire town.
Yeah, and then all of the, like, but what I'm saying is all of the side magic shit, like, no one foresaw that coming. But I 1,000% think Hayward was like, man, I'm hoping she touches him, and it's, like, enough of emotional reaction in some way that, like, it flips a switch. But, yeah, I definitely think he was banking. But he was banking right then and there that it was going to happen. But the fact that it, like, morphed into this thing and he was like, oh, well, now I just got a whole bunch more playground to play with. I don't think he gave two fucks either way.
Could you imagine what would have happened if she had just done that right there at the table? Like, did her red explosion at the table where Vision's body was, like, in S.W.O.R.D. headquarters?
Yeah, see, it would have been... I know we have the whole genre of television, the years that we go through and stuff, but how funny would it have been if they were in, like, a megalithic kind of, like, secret compound, right? And she just went, oh, shit, and, like, the first 10 episodes, instead of each episode being a year, it was just, like, a la Game of Thrones, right? Because you're in this fucking place that's already like souped up with firepower. So what are all those dudes really going to be? Like an army of some sort. And if you really right. want to change it, the only place you can really go is the Middle Ages, because you're just like, oh, what? So now you have a Russian army, like, you know, or whatever. Like,
yeah.
That would have been hilarious. Just going off with it now. Like, that would have been hilarious to me. As you just see her doing, like, I don't know, the whole, none of the whole incest shit, but just being, like, a fucking queen on, like, a rampage for a moment. Like, let's just get that out the way, because I know immediately everyone went, like, so who's she fucking then? If we're going Game of Thrones, because there's only, like, two queens. Is she riding dragons, or is she banging her brother? What are we doing here, right?
Two Dads Review would like to say that we do not condone incest of any kind.
Bestiality or incest.
But Corey's kind of okay with Nazis, but only their dress.
Oh my
dress
god!
Code.
No, I'm not okay with Nazis at all. I'm not. God damn it! God damn it!
Oh shit! Some things we got right though was the whole basis for the series we had speculated, which wasn't it's not like a huge reveal, but it was that when she was younger, those are the kind of things that she watched. I said because that's all they get, you know, and before the internet, you know, countries that weren't, you know, producing the television shows were getting them years down the road. But it looked like, I don't know, do you think your dad was like selling bootleg DVDs? It looked like actual covers, but that may have just been so we all could see them and see, oh, there's Malcolm in the Middle, there's the Addams Family, which they should have had a Munsters one there. That was bullshit. It was Addams Family. I don't care what anybody says. It should have been Munsters. You know, all the episodes, it was, you know, I Love Lucy and Dick Van Dyke Show. So, I mean, she based the whole town off of what comforted her as a kid. And, you know, that was a scene that we got to, you know, we had heard about the Stark bomb that her brother and her sat for 3 days waiting for it to explode. What we didn't know was that she wasn't granted her powers from that stone, though that just enhanced what was already there. And Agnes makes the point that she casted a probability spell for the bomb to not go off. So right now, I don't think there's another superhero in Marvel Cinematic Universe who was born with their powers. She's the first mutant. This is making her the first mutant, because everybody else was either an experiment or they're an alien, or they're a billionaire, or wearing billionaire's tech, or they were enhanced by aliens. None of them started as superheroes, as with the powers. So this may be also a way that it's like, and she's the first mutant.
Yeah, but didn't she say when she did the probability spell, you know, Wanda was just like, it just didn't go off.
Wanda didn't know, but Agnes recognized the magic she used in that flash.
Yeah, but is that Agnes actually recognizing what she did, or is that Agnes just going, this was your best gamble doing it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're an auto mechanic listening to a car, you're like, it's probably this, or this, mm-hmm. right? Like, or was that her actually going, oh, you just did a probability spell and you didn't even fucking know it? That's what I'm saying.
With the latter, personally.
I think that's just her thinking out loud, giving the audience something, but mm-hmm. her more just going, okay, for that to have happened, it was a probability spell. Like, but I don't think that was Agnes being like, yep, that's exactly what it was. Cause I think at that point, she still doesn't know really what it is. And then again, at that point, like, if we're gonna go this route, she gets touched by something and basically becomes a mutant. I mean, if we're going to really do that, then you still go back to Captain America, because he's got to have some kind of fucking mutation to be able to take whatever it was that gave him to be the fucking shit he was. Like, a normal person just dies.
Agreed. And Agnes makes a comment after she says what you said a second ago. She makes a comment that, oh, 9 times out of 10 or 99 times out of 100, that kind of which powers just dies on the vine. Like, it just goes away because you can't do it later on in life if you're not made, and we know there have been witches and currently are witches. So, correct. She's always been a witch. Whether or not we're going to call that a mutant, you're right. I don't know. But the
yeah, because I mean, in that case,
just enhanced it.
Well, in that case, I mean, wouldn't any of the witches that were Agnes be the first witches? Because they're all have yeah, that.
Correct.
You know,
it
so
looks like that's more common on Earth than anything else.
Yeah,
you're not getting superheroes just out of nowhere. I'm just saying, none of the powers that are of Earthbound people are based on any sort of just you're born that way. Other than there's always a modification to it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think, were there any superheroes that you remember, like when we were growing up, that weren't quote unquote like made in some way, shape, or form, right? Because like every mutant story you hear, it's like, well, I've always kind of had this thing. Like I used to be able to do cool tricks with spoons or whatever. And then there's like something traumatic that happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like what, like I'm trying to define like what you're calling like a mutant.
Well, because I'm only saying it because there aren't currently mutants in the MCU. Mutants are people who can, it's your Iceman, your the ones that you see in all the X-Men that are just born that way. And Scarlet Witch used to be the daughter of Magneto back in one of the storylines. I mean, she's a mutant anyways. So right now with the MCU not having mutants, they're going to have to introduce them at some point. I'm not saying that they're going to introduce them this series, but at some point they're going to get to bring them in and you're going to have to see some sort, but just right now, none of the heroes that we've seen other than are born the way they are. The magicians are the only ones, your Doctor Stranges. Those are just normal humans who have magic, who have mastered the mystic arts. Same thing with, you know, so are those mutants? I don't know. But now that Wanda is a Nexus level being because of what she can do, then I don't know. Well, who knows? I want a big fight scene next episode. That's what I want.
I know. I'm just saying you kept using the word mutant, so I was trying to get your definition of mutant, because to me, the way it's going, the only way you can have a true mutant, because anything in Wanda's world is witchcraft. Like, it's not like even if somehow the kids like magically get to live outside this wall by the end of it, they're still made by magic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, the only quote unquote mutant that really exists right now is Homegirl that's been through the wall, that has literally had her body mutate. Now, to me, when she eventually, if they go this route, like gets pregnant and there was a baby made, to me, you would have your first mutant, because you would have a genetically mutated person
mm-hmm.
making a baby. Like, I don't remember if any of the other mutated people in this world that aren't just in like really expensive suits and armor, like have right. made kids yet. You know what I'm saying? I don't, like, Hawkeye's got kids, but he's just a dude that's a total badass with a bow. Like,
right.
but yeah, like to me, if like mutants were going to be made in like this world, I think they may do it through an actual birth of one of these mutated people. And I'm like hoping.
No, that's cool. Use the word. Let's go with it.
Yeah. I'm hoping that the kids get older in the show. And they, you know, make it through the wall and get to become whatever. And they, and like somebody else who's been affected with this wall thing, like hook up with each other, because Wanda and Vision are like a very odd pairing, right? So it almost kind of seems like you need to have somebody who's like, man, I just saw you as a kid. And now you're a totally handsome adult that's going to age normally. And we're just the same age. We seem to have a lot in common, kind of thing, right? Like, right. You just need someone who's been around that shit to kind of get it to work, kind of thing, right? Because, like, even Wanda and Vision were, like, we're both kind of weird. And then there's all these other super people around, you know, and then we're even weird to them, you know, kind right. of thing.
I don't have a good idea of how we're going to bring mutants into the MCU, which is why I don't work for the writing staff. That being said, I'm still not completely.
Or you think they do it maybe with like a cigarette kind of band where they're just like everybody with modified powers is now just labeled a mutant because they'll do kind of what they did through the X-Men and use it as like a derogatory term to anybody who is different with special abilities at that point. It's not just like, oh, you're a mutant because you actually mutated. You're just a dude that hooked yourself up to a computer and somehow like can now type with your eyeballs, whatever, right? You know,
here's the problem with this season. If they hadn't brought in Evan Peters, we would not be nearly talking about mutants as we are. We would not be talking about it nearly as much as we are right now.
No, and not at all. But they already explained that away.
They explained it away that she was controlling him. They didn't really explain where that person came from. If he was in the town, if there was some Evan Peters guy living in that town that she's now controlling, or what he is. If she conjured him completely, because she mentioned it this episode something about it, but it's like if you conjured him. Why that face? Like, it's like you could have brought anybody who had and made him have silver hair and made him like you brought in the character from the X-Men universe. And it's like you're messing everybody up for no reason. Like, I feel that that's kind of like,
it may be just happen. A gigantic red herring. They're like, you know, how do you distract a million plus people? Just like, scratch that. How do you distract a billion people who pay attention to your shit? And then you have like 5 million plus that are uber fucking nerds into your shit. Like,
right.
How are you going to like throw them down a weird rabbit hole to maybe lay out the rest of your story? And again, like you were saying with working with an actor I've always wanted to work with, har har har, right? Like, that to me again is fucking genius. That I don't think you're right on that. I think we're going to be all surprised again.
I hope there's, well, I agreed, because Evan Peters showing up is not Luke Skywalker and Mandalorian big. It was cool, but it wasn't, especially when the payoff at the end was
I think just by using that comparison, you have to have an older actor, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if it was somebody newer, they would have thrown an actor's name that the people watching it of that generation will be like, oh, yeah, I know who the fuck that is. Like, they don't give a shit if you don't know the old guy, because that means you'll go fucking look for him. You'll go search. You'll go do it, right? But if you're in that, in whatever genre or year you're trying to talk about, you better let everybody fucking know who you are trying to like compare them to.
Right.
Yeah. Like, either way it goes, like, I liked it. Like, to me, it was fun. Like, if it's just a kind of, threw you off the scent, bitches, like, well done, Hollywood. Like, at least you're having fun with people. That's good stuff.
Right. So what do we want to see next episode? What are you most looking forward to? Do you think normal Vision, like colorized Vision, is going to find a way to live outside of Wanda's bubble? Is her bubble going to come down before this episode's over? Is Monica going to show her full powers? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I think if we get anything with Vision, I think it's going to be along the lines of like a Chappie-esque situation where his consciousness is just infinite now based on the way he was created. So if he ever does need like a new ramshackle fucking body to like suit back up real quick, he can now use any of these machines, you know, that are there. Like, there's no quote unquote killing Vision now.
Okay. So you think she's gonna be able to port him into the white Vision?
I don't think it'll be like, I'm not necessarily saying it'll be Wanda doing it, but I do think if there's any kind of battle between the Visions or this other white Vision is a problem that ends up being taken care of, I think whatever the outcome will be Vision is now outside of the wall, but we also have learned now that based on what Wanda made, and then that machine tapping back into what was already there made Vision again, because he's not in the stone, right? Like, he was made out of pure love and energy, and now he can bind with something. So there's an actual, I can feel you. You're there. One total benefit of that is he goes out and fights something bad, gets a fucking arm blown the fuck off. It's like, oh, by the way, the government has made 8 bazillion versions of you, or we have the blueprints. We can just easily go doop, doop, and you're good to
Here's
go.
Here's your rack of arms.
Yes. Pick the next like, one. Yeah, I think that will be kind of the funny side effect with him. Like, you know, because at that point, how do you explain an indestructible being other than, like, I just walk through everything, tink, 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 tink. Like, it would be funny if he comes home and he's like, I battled a giant lizard monster. Need a new arm, babe. Like, can't eat dinner. You know, kind of like shit like that or whatever, right? And it's not that he can just regrow his limbs, but he can put the other piece to it. And it's like, you know, I'm back. I'm good, right? That to me would be a funny add-in, because I think the WandaVision show will still stay in a family-oriented environment no matter what happens after all of this. I think they're still going to try to stay as normal as a super normal family could.
Right.
Right? But to me, having, you know, him come home and have awkward things from work, and work being we're a superhero family, you know, shit like happen, or like, oh, I have to repair you again. Or, you know, she comes back into the Scarlet Witch's outfit and it's just like scorched to one end. And right. And it's like, what happened, boo? And it's like, ah, went out in the costume again, you know, just like, just something dumb, right? Like, I forgot to take it off when I got home. And there was a bunch of protesters at the grocery mart. You know, just dumb shit.
Do you think... Okay, so do you think we're going to find out who Jimmy Woo's witness protection person was? That was the thing that was dropped on us, what, third episode? When she first got sucked in? Do you think that we're going to find out? I think that may be our big reveal, maybe. Because that was not said for no reason.
I honestly haven't given that much thought. But
it
I think
had to be
that,
right. It was a,
but
it
I think,
was a
but I think that,
line.
Well, I think that also may be one of the reasons it's coming from him. And again, I don't think it would be, I'm just trying to think, given what we know about his character, right? And like the films he's been in, how far back could he have gone? Or like, when did he, like, where is the Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones transition of him picking up this witness protection guy, right? Because even if it's somebody that's like, I don't know, X-Menace, let's just say it's fucking Magneto, right? Like, I feel like if he was in witness protection, it just, it, like, that wasn't his fucking first assignment. I know he's been through a bunch of other guys, but you gotta give me the transition episode. There had been another Magneto handler, and I need that whole, right, like, meeting and interaction and, like, the chess game that is played, and like he does the card trick instead just to fuck with him. And he's like, yeah, we're not doing that. Get up. Cause he's straightforward, you know, like kind of shit.
Right. Somebody online put a correlation. Did you ever watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No.
Okay. So do you know the history that Coulson was brought back to life?
Yes.
After, okay, so you know that they sent him to a S.H.I.E.L.D. facility and did some shit with his brain, and they brought him back from death, right? Mm-hmm. He thought he was in, like, Tahiti, I think is where he said. It's a wonderful place, or it's a beautiful place, something like that. The last time, so what if his witness protection person is Pietro? Because last time we saw his body, he was being flown away on a Quinjet or a helicarrier or something. The body was being fluid, so he didn't just like get left in Sokovia. So maybe it's real Pietro, but he doesn't like know who he is because he was gone for so long. I don't know.
Yeah, but to me, like, that's not an actor that another actor.
Paul Bettany. No,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm not putting those two together anymore because I completely think that he's fucking with us. But we're good.
But I'm gonna stay true to that because I just he also seems like the guy that's not going to say something like that unless he's excited about it, right?
Right.
Like, if that was the bit they wanted him to pitch, I think there would be a lot more maybe showmanship to like amp it up, but I think there would be a whole nother tack to it. I think a lot like the, it's just, this is someone I really fucking wanted to work with. Like, this is kind of cool. But yeah, so the brother, that's not to me, like, I'm still with you. Like, I'm kind of like, you either bring me fucking Lord of the Rings or you bring me Star Trek. Like, at this point,
I need Magneto. Yeah. I need Professor X.
Yeah. Like, at this point, if your vision, like, I don't know who else you could work with that isn't one old as fuck that you would be like, oh shit, I get to work with because of the fucking Marvel films you've been in. There's not a whole lot of Hollywood left that would be like, oh shit, I get to work with you for him, right?
Right, right. Like, Paul Bettany, when you're in the MCU for that long,
yeah,
you've worked with everybody already.
Yes, either in guest spots or just like, and I know they all hadn't crossed paths in all of the movies, but I'm pretty sure there's been enough get-togethers, you know, and things like that. It just has to be someone where everybody's like, oh shit, yeah, that's cool. It's, yeah. You know,
I mean, and it needs something needs to happen this episode, other than being a giant fight and some, you know, comeuppance to folks who need it. Hayward getting killed or getting, you know, punched at the end by somebody, you know, who cares, by Jimmy Woo or whatever, you know, just the standard, like, send me off with a good feeling at the end of the season. I need more than that. And you're right. I think there needs to be this episode is what's going to call for the Luke Skywalker and Mandalorian scene. It's just going to have to happen.
Yeah. I hope it's not like an aged down version of somebody.
Smooth baby face.
You know, like, don't do that to me. But yeah, if you're going to use, I mean, let's face it, dude. If you're going to use Star Wars as your fucking baseline reference for anything, you're immediately going, okay, I'm looking at a top 2%
of Hollywood.
Of fucking people.
Right. Of nerddom. Yeah, exactly. She can't make that comparison, and he can't make the statement about someone he's always wanted to work with and us not tie those two together. Whatever her Luke Skywalker is, that's the person that Paul Bettany, if he's not fucking with us, is talking about.
Yeah, well, even then, like, even if you were talking about fucking floor tiling and you're like, dude, I want these Star Wars of fucking floor tiles, like, homeboy better go, let me get the book out the back, my man. I got you. Like, don't show me none of that floor bottle bullshit. You, like, it's just, it's an exponential marker. Like, you can't use that. Like, and that'll piss me off a little bit if Disney's now like, hey, look at all the shit we own, so we just fucking streamline the comparisons across the board now because it's us. And unless you say it's someone from Disney, like, everybody else is just right here on the same level.
Right, right. They own most of Hollywood now. They can pull anybody in these days. So yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. I was glad to see this episode was the longest one of the series so far. I hope the next one's even longer. I want a lot of exposition and people, you know, discussing the events of the entire season and getting all of the good storylines out. I need a good fight scene, maybe a couple. You know, I don't need to be a big long one, but like, there's a couple that can happen. The one that's about to happen right now is Scarlet Witch versus Agatha because she got her kids in a friggin' chokehold. And then it's going to be Vision's about to fly in because we didn't see him, but he's about to fly in because he's on his way right now from hanging out with Darcy. And yeah, so I mean, he's on his way in. White Vision is the attack that Hayward's sending, so he's on his way in. And because I'm assuming that he's mostly Vision parts because they're expecting him to pass through that barrier no problem. You know, they're expecting him to be able to go through, no, not a problem. So he comes through. So you've got a whole bunch of stuff coming down. So yeah, I don't know. We need to find out if the military folks that Monica went to see to get her truck were the guy, was my guy, you know, I'm calling my guy, you know, my scientific, if that group of folks were those people, or if there's still somebody else for her to, like, drop on us as well. You know, whoever's going to, you know, whether the way we're talking about it, maybe Reed Richards, but, you know, there's a whole lot of, like, this could happen, but I was like, you only got one fucking episode to do it, and you blew the second to last episode on flashbacks, which is the only reason I fucking hate flashback episodes.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think we're going to get a whole ton of answers this season. Like, I think this season is basically the first third of a movie. It's just, that's right. What it is. This is all of the players. This is the snowball that is now made. This is the hill that we're on. Here's the shit about the break. And we get some of it. And we may know a little bit of outcome, like, I don't know, you know, Wanda fucks up Agatha and Agatha's like, aha, I'll be back, bitch. You know, so we're like, all right, cool. She'll be back around sometime, whatever. And, you know, but Vision's thing and all of that can still play out. Or you could be like Reed Richards walking out and like you just see his arm stretch for something. It may not even show a fucking face, right? And we get a little bit of that and we see like something that is, oh shit. Cause I don't know if we're even making it out of this town this season. Like this still may be fortress number one in the tower defense. Right. Right.
I don't know, man. That poor wall's got to come down. That poor town, man. Like I feel bad. Like I feel bad for those folks.
Oh, I wouldn't even be surprised at the, like by the end of this, if like, Wanda's town is still there, but all the people are snapped out of it and like basically doing what they do to the masses like all the time. Like we all just seem to go, well, I mean, that was a superhero problem. That's this, and like, also, why the fuck's the government over here trying to bomb the shit out of us too? Like they all knew, so they don't know who to be mad at, right? But right. Wanda's like, well, you guys can all just stay here and like live in this really cool, peaceful town and, you know, lawns will still be taken care of and everything will just be basically the way it was. Only difference is you get to walk the fuck around free. I don't think anybody would really argue with it because they'd be like, dude, I live in the safest fucking town in America right now. Like I'm going to have the best schools. This is the bomb diggity over here. I wouldn't be surprised if some goofy shit like that plays out and we don't leave this fucking town yet, or like, hey, they can't get out because of what's going on outside.
If Wanda can literally shit $3 billion worth of vibranium, or at least what shows up on sensors is vibranium, because with Hayward tracking him, he at least puts off signatures like he's his normal self. If she can shit that, she can shit a shit ton of cash. Like, here you go. Sorry about that. It's all in your houses, and your houses are paid off. Have a nice.
Yeah. Especially if she, you know. By the end of this season, it's not just like, oh, you're the Scarlet Witch, and then the rest of it, which I wouldn't mind if it was this, like the next season is the problems are gone and the town's cool, but it's still like goofy shit being a Scarlet Witch. Like, oh, I wish I had an orange latte or what the fuck ever, right? And just
right.
Hilarity ensues for a little bit because I still don't know if Wanda's world is gonna just like go to super seriousness,
right,
for the rest of her show or whatever. So to me, the best way to kind of keep it in the format that we're in is to not necessarily like have the bubble still there, but keep the town in some way, shape or form and make that their home base and everybody just kind of, I guess, for lack of a better word, deals with the shit that goes on there, right? They're like, I get overtime pay. And, you know, and she's like, hey, you want a Lexus? Gotcha. Boom. Ferrari? Boom. You know, whatever. But, yeah, I think it would be fun if they stay in the town. Or more mutant people all of a sudden magically pop up because whatever bonkers shit happens. And that's the town they live in. And then now we get, like, a cool, wonderful town of other characters they want, but don't necessarily have like a gigantic platform, you know, like anybody. Like, bring in fucking Jubilee going through her teenage years.
Right.
Bring in Gambit, like, mentoring Jubilee. Like find Gambit. All of the, find all of the odd, like, daughter, son, daughter, daughter, you know, like, father, like, mentor, fucking, like, relationship kind of things. And, like, have all of the people that weren't, quote unquote, meant to be, and just a ton of odd couple mutant families, like, living in the whole neighborhood.
Right. Yeah, I'm wondering if we're going to, I wonder if that town could be the birthplace of certain ones. That could be cool with everything, with them being exposed to her red, you know, power stuff. So,
yeah, like, you find out everybody in the town, like, this is ground. Okay, yeah, we do a mutant thing, and, like, this is ground zero for Mutantville. Like all of a sudden, all the little kiddos are all equally fucking turbocharged and floating around and invisible and shit. And it's like, well, we have to stay here now because we're the only goddamn fucking town like this.
Right. That could be a cool thing. Well, I don't know. We'll see. Next episode, a couple days
and
then
Xavier's, from now. Xavier's the big guy, and he sets up school in fucking the town. And that's where this whole massive mansion has been the whole fucking time.
Right. You see Xavier Mansion, and you pan back, and it's just at the edge of Westview.
Yeah, and it's just like woods, and you're like, I think Canada's right on the other side, because Wolverine didn't drive really that far that day.
Well, that's it for us for this episode. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Make sure you share us with your friends, force us on your friends, however you want to do that. We don't really care. Yeah. You made some comment on Instagram this week.
Tie them down for one of those dinners you tried to cook and you know came out real wrong. Put our podcast on. It'll be fine. You'll be good.
It'll make it just fine.
Yeah.
And if you're and if you're interested in my other podcast I asked about earlier, my, you know, big to do podcast, it's called Hey Dad, What You Watching? You can find it on anywhere podcasts are listed. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will catch y'all next week.
See you guys.